Okay, hello. Before we start my third podcast, I have a little story about what happened to my former third podcast. Me and Tori tried to film my third podcast, and right by the end of the podcast, I ran out of storage on my phone, so the video stopped. And it glitched out a little bit of my camera roll, and instead of saying 5 minutes, it said 9, but like it was fine in the moment. So, after Tori leaves, after we're done with the podcast, she leaves, I go to my computer, and I realize the video is gone. So, here we are, filming another podcast. So, what are we talking about today, Tori?
We're going to talk about the difference of the generations.
Yes. I am Generation Z, and Tori is a millennial.
Hi.
What kind of struggles do you face with being a millennial?
Every single day, living a life.
in what sense?
Basically, I think millennials hate every single millennial, so like we're just like, no, we don't want to be in that category. We're just not going to be in that category. So we just sort of like say, nope, not anymore. And so we just put Generation Z as the millennials.
Yeah, that's really accurate. Everyone in my family thought I was a millennial for about half of my life. And then one fateful dinner, they were like, Katie, what generation are you? And I was like, not a millennial. And, yeah, a lot of people forget about the new generations and think it's just millennials for all young people.
That is so totally wrong. That is very, very wrong.
My sister is a millennial and I'm Generation Z. So it was a really confusing thing in my family for like a hot minute.
You'd be surprised. Millennials, God, they're pretty bad. We don't know how to tax. We don't know how to pay bills. I don't know how to fix things. I don't know how to live a normal life. Basically, I don't know how to pay bills. I don't know how to do tax. In fact, I just did my first interview in like forever ago since I had my last job. It's a pretty sad life for me if you ever ask.
Yeah, I'm like 3 years old, so I don't know how life works yet, but looking forward to that. Not really. What else can we talk about that has to do with generations?
The fact is millennials don't know how to college. Yeah. That is the true fact. Millennials don't know how to college. And people who are in college always say, well, who's the oldest? And it's normally me because I'm almost 20 years old now. So, and they're like, well, you're not a millennial. It's like, yes, I am, unfortunately. But you know what? That's okay. You do you and I do me.
Yeah. Older generations don't understand a single thing about millennials and Generation Z because they're like, what do you mean? Like, sadness isn't real. You should know how to do these things already. You should know how to go to college. You should know how to, I don't know, live. And we're like, help! We don't!
I think why they say that is because now that they, parents nowadays don't normally understand that our schools get rid of so many things. They go over like the basic criteria we need for like college and everything, but they don't go over like how to do taxes, how to pay bills, or any of this other stuff that like normal older generations would do and know how to do off the top of their head. Like in high school, I know we had a class that was going to teach us how to do taxes, bills, budgeting, and all that. And only three kids of my class year signed up, and so they decided that that class was not needed. And which is unfortunate, because like I would have enjoyed and loved to learn that, because I need to learn how to be independent, unlike these other people over here who are like, no, I'm just gonna live with my parents. Boo, get a life. My goodness. Ugh.
Yeah, my mom plans on moving to the country and away from me whenever I graduate from high school.
Not me. My mom's forcing me to live with her for right now.
Like she'll say, Katie, you can live with me for as long as you want. It's fine. And I'd be like, okay. I mean, I'm gonna go to college, like hopefully in Louisiana. I want to go to LSU. And she's like, you can live with me for however long. And then she goes off and says, yeah, I'm leaving as soon as you graduate. And I'm like, okay, thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Also, I know it's like sidetracking, but like on college note, I would definitely advise going to a community college. I know it's a lot more harder, but it's a lot more money saving than you'd ever expect. Like, most of my friends, actually, all the people that I knew in high school and longer talked to, it doesn't matter. They're not in my life. Anyways, they all went to universities. They're going to pay more money. Well, I'm over here banking on the cash, man.
It's just I want to get my master's degree because I want to be a therapist slash psychologist slash psychiatrist, whatever. And that's a doctor's degree, and I have to go get a master's degree, and I gotta have a lot of education for that, and all those years might kill me. And 2 extra years of community college. I just don't want to waste my time.
I can understand that for me, because, as I said, generations don't realize how much college classes are. Like, my first year in college, my community college, I took two classes. Two classes. I'm taking two classes, and out of those two classes, that was at least almost $2,000. Yeah. Now imagine going to a university. They're more expensive, and you have dorms, and you have expenses, and if you're not living with your parents, then you have food to worry about. So Generation Z, I don't think they realize how expensive it is. And I know it seems like a lot of money. Even now, for me, it seems like a lot of money, and I'm like, but it's worth it. Like, I'm not graduating out of my community college until 2021. And then I'm going to move up into my university, and then I'll be there for a while because I'm going for master's in chemistry. And then I have 5 more years in NASA for training. Death.
My God, that is a lot of school. I couldn't do that, honestly.
Yeah, it's a
Jeez
lot.
Louise. Wow, I'm graduating high school in 2021.
I know.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm gonna go to Miller in high school because it costs a lot. It costs. Is that correct grammar? I think so. It costs a lot. And I just don't have the money to buy a like 300 something dollar kit for cosmetology and a outfit for it, and I just don't have that kind of money. And I'd rather be like a librarian aide and take more painting classes.
My advice to that is to do whatever you feel like you want to do best, because that's what I did. I mean, I'm a millennial, so I just sat back and watched. Literally, like, I didn't even take my, what is it, the SATs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't take my SATs. I'm going to Lone Star Community College, and you really don't have to take your SATs. All you do is you just take a test there, and boom, bang, firepower, you're in.
That's the main reason I want to go to community college, so I don't have to take my SAT.
You don't need them either. Like, if you're going to go to a community college, you don't need to take them at all, because like you're just, you have your community college, and then while you're there, and then when you transfer, they don't really care about your SATs. They just care about if you just got the major stuff out of the way. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so bad with test taking because I get distracted so easily. So the SAT is not a fun time, in my opinion.
I didn't see it as a fun time, and I also saw it as also a waste of money because the test that I took was a Texas. I know it was a Texas state issue test that all community colleges have for like people who didn't take the SATs. So I took that, and it's actually way more easier, and it was like $25 instead of paying 10 every time you take an SAT.
Nice. That has been 10 minutes, actually 11, and that is my 10-minute podcast. I was planning to do the 5-minute one today, but then we kept talking, and I've gotten good advice today. So, this was a win-win situation.
Yeah, it was!
Okay. Until next time, hopefully, I will be healthier.
And I probably have a new life.
Maybe? I don't know! Okay, goodbye!
Bye!